from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They had the sound down until Marcel came up.
Mm-hmm.
And got the text from Abe, said the anthem. I was like, what the hell? What's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pay no attention, and then went to listen to it. And like, I'm just sitting there in the chair, got the volume, like it's on my phone, and my wife hears it. She's like, what the hell is that?
Do we have it? Can you, you got the,
I was
okay.
Like, I was like,
we might as well. For people that maybe didn't hear.
I had no clue. What's her name again?
Ingrid Andress.
And she's a professional singer.
She is a singer. That is how she makes her money.
Okay.
All right. So this is her from last night paying tribute to our nation.
For the land of the free.
Yeah, okay. So I thought it was the audio. It sounded like the audio. You said something going to break.
I said I thought she was drunk.
She might have had some shots.
Yeah. She sounded
and then I just heard that ending of it. And I always go back to one of my favorite movies, the Temptations movie. The Temptations biopic, whatever you want to call it. And when Paul was drunk and everything, and he was at they were at the Grammy, some party at the house, and he was singing, and it just sounded drunk. And
yeah,
he was
trying to go on those runs,
yeah,
but they don't work
as hell,
right.
And everybody came over there like, give me the mic, Paul. And Paul was just drunk ass, give me up. And just drunk as hell. But, no, I mean, it could have been the acoustic. It wasn't going right in their ear.
Could have been.
Or something like that. I don't know. All I kept thinking about was Draymond's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was the Draymond face. Yep. When who was that singing it that year?
It was Fergie.
Was it Fergie singing
it? Fergie.
And then the Draymond face. And so I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of folks were last night. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
No, Carl Lewis is the worst. In history of life, had the worst national anthem ever.
And he knew it, and he said, I always think what he said was one of the funniest things, though, because he knew it was going to. And he goes, hang on, I'm going to make it up to you.
Yeah.
No, you sure didn't. You sure didn't.
Just because you look like Jermaine, don't mean you can sing like Jermaine.
Sure didn't make it up.
I thought that was, but no, it wasn't the worst ever I've ever heard. But it was just, like, it was bad.
It was really bad.
And Bo, you said she could sing, though.
Yeah, he's got audio.
She can't sing.
You've got audio of her from the CMT Awards a couple of years ago, right? Singing
from
the National
last year, from 2023.
Okay, so this is not that long ago. This is the same person, believe it or not.
Okay, let me see. Oh, this is her. She's singing this song. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. This is an Alanis Morissette song. Okay. I thought you had audio of her singing the national anthem. I'm sorry.
Oh. But she can, okay. She can,
This is a performance that she did at last year's CMT Awards.
Okay. So this ain't her
we
song.
We got it.
It's a cover from Alanis Morissette.
Oh, okay. It's not original. Okay. All right. So, I mean, you got to think about it. The pressure. The pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Hard song to sing.
Very
hard song to sing.
Is it?
That's what I hear. I've never.
Okay.
I
mean, okay. Okay.
That's what people say.
But yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
I don't think it was bad because she can't sing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not saying it's bad because she can't sing.
But also, like, not everybody is that kind of singer. You know what I mean?
True.
Like maybe like Alanis Morissette. Like, I had never heard any of her music. I didn't know she did an Alanis Morissette cover. That's like a different. That's kind of like an angry, aggressive kind of almost like.
Well,
you know?
I mean, where everything in the state of the damn nation now.
That's how she should have sang.
How you should have sang.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
You got to sing it your style. You know, like, everybody loved Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago because he kind of did it like him. You know, he had the guitar out there. He did a real kind of like soulful version of the song. Everybody loves Whitney Houston's version because she belted it out like Whitney Houston can. Everybody
awesome.
Loves Marvin Gaye's version because he sang it like Marvin Gaye.
Right.
You got to adapt the song to you.
I agree with that. But again, I don't think it was that bad because she can't sing. I think it was either the acoustics, well, like maybe the playback wasn't going right.
I think she got the ratio off. I think she was nervous. Or that could be it. Like,
or she was drinking that Don Julio.
That's what I mean. I think she got the ratio of like everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people, there's like things in life that you do a little bit better if you're a little bit buzzed.
Right.
Like if I have just the right amount of like, you know, a couple drinks, who knows, maybe like a little micro mush, whatever. Like, I'm a better golfer.
Right.
I'm dialed in.
I'm a better bowler.
But then I'm a way worse golfer if I get the ratio off. Like, yeah. It's just, and it's a fine line. Like, yeah. You just get a little over there. It seems like she tried to, you know, you're nervous. It's a big event. It's a home run derby. You're in front of thousands of people live.
Can we do away with the National Anthem for the home run derby?
Now, that's another opinion that I have. And I'm glad you brought it up because I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think we perform that song at too many things.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I've been at like middle school soccer games.
Yes.
And it's like, are we, you know, we sure?
I agree with that. But yeah, sure I'm not. Yeah, but again, only vision I had was Draymond Green's face, because it's the funniest reaction ever to a bad national anthem was Draymond's face.
Trying not to laugh.
Was trying his hardest not to laugh, but had his mouth open like, "What the hell is going? What the hell?
Why is she singing like this?"
And Fergie can sing,
right?
Fergie can sing.
I'm anti-Fergie.
What did she do to you?
We lost a golf match.
What?
Remember? All my golfers skipped the match.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because of the Fergie
performance.
Yeah, right,
yeah. They lied to me about it.
Oh.
The most un-in charge I've ever been in my life until I was a parent.
Yes. Because of Fergie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They all lied. The school won a Fergie performance. I don't know how.
Right.
That's a pretty big deal because this was like 2008 or something when Fergie was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's still a star, but like a megastar. I don't know how the school won a Fergie concert, but she performed at the gym at the high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this like Lady Humps, Fergie?
Yeah, all that.
Really?
Yeah, she was like peak Fergie at the time.
And she was at a high school gym.
I don't know how. The high school won some sort of contest. I don't know how they won it. But yeah, I was like, look, if you guys want to go to the Fergie show, just tell me. And I can call the team that we're playing against, and we can reschedule or cancel.
You lost them when you said the Fergie show.
Whatever. I lost them when they walked in the first day and looked at me, and they were a bunch of high school girls, and they were like, well, we don't respect this guy, because I was 21, and I looked like I was 14. And they were like, we're not listening to this guy. But yeah, they lied. They said they were going to come, and they didn't. And then I'm sitting there like a jackass at the first tee. Lake Washington High School's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Franklin High School's nowhere to be seen.
You should be mad at them little girls.
Of course I'm mad at them.
You can't be mad at Fergie.
I'm mad at everyone.
You can't be mad at Fergie.
Mostly I'm mad, probably mostly it's an internal thing.
Right.
I'm mad at my inability to command respect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm still dealing with that.
What's her name again? The girl?
Who?
What's the girl who messed up the song?
I don't know who you're talking
the
about.
Girl who did
Ingrid, from last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. got it. Yeah. Ingrid Anderson.
Ingrid Anderson. And she's a what kind of singer?
Country.
Country, okay. All right, well, yeah, bless her heart.
I never heard of her. I listen to country music. I never heard of her.
So I went home and flipped on MLB Network yesterday because I'm a nerd, and they were doing stuff on the field all day. So I'm wondering if she never even got to reherse yesterday.
Could have been it.
Well, no sound check.
Just been sitting in the green room taking tequila shots, never got a soundtrack, and the music may have been off. Could have been all that.
There it is.
There it is, man.
There it
all
is.
Right, she ain't a bad singer. She just sang bad.
Yeah, she just had a bad night.
Yeah, had a bad night. Acoustic.
Simple solution, though. Stop doing the national anthem at everything.
Yeah.
Just reserve it for big things, like huge things.
Yes.
We don't have to do it at everything.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But yeah, bless her heart. You know, because she could tell, like, at the by the dawn, she was shook.
Oh yeah.
No, the land.
You know, pretty early.
By the land.
Yeah.
She was shook.
You know, pretty early.
And you're like, oh, and that's one of the things where you gotta. It's like a pressure, like in a game or something. The pressure's on and everything. You got to catch this ball, mm-hmm. or you got to make this throw.
If I hit this note, then I can save it.
Yes.
Then maybe I can
yes.
save it.
And she couldn't do
but
it.
But if I miss this note.
If I miss this note, as bad as it's going, and I get to the land.
Yeah.
And
Well, the other thing, too, is like, you know how the tempo you start out at.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
Oh, I want this thing to start going fast now.
Yes.
You can't just speed up in the middle of it because you suck. You know what I mean? Then everyone's going to know what you did. Yeah. That also, it's not a long song, but I bet it feels really long.
Oh, I bet.
When you're singing like
when
that.
Because
it takes about 2 minutes, right? Give or take. That's normally
unless Aretha up there.
And then it's 3.5.
Yeah.
But like but normally like the over-under in Super Bowls is somewhere between like 1.5, 2 minutes, right? That's not that long for a song.
Right.
Like most songs are 3 or 4 minutes. I bet that felt like 10 years.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And you can just—I mean, young lady, her face showed it too. I bet she's like, "Damn!" But at least nobody booed her.
Did they not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like it cut off. Like the audio cut off after she finished.
Yeah, that's what threw Marcel off.
Yep. That's what got Marcel.
Yeah, he would have won if they had a better.
Is that the fact that he was out of shape?
No.
Yep.
No. If they, what's the guy's name? Timothy Miller. That's the guy that sings at the seventh inning at
America's Beautiful.
Yeah. But, if they had Timothy Miller out
but
there,
Timothy Miller
Marcel
got
it.
I mean, he got the biggest diaphragm in Atlanta. Oh, yeah, he can go. Yeah, she can't blow like that.
No, she can't.
You know, but
he doesn't even need a sound check.
Yeah, but no, it was cool because Marcel had on. Samson pointed out he had the Travis Scott.
He did.
Cleats on.
Yeah,
and Samson loved. He's like, oh my god, Daddy has those shoes on.
Is there anything else about those shoes that makes them special other than the Nike swooshes backwards?
Andy.
Because that's what it is, right?
Andy, I went on the, what's that damn thing, Stock X, whatever the shoe thing
is. Yeah, the shoe thing.
And I got it for him. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's it, though. Like, the Nike swoosh, instead of going this way, it goes that way.
That's it.
They, like, do it's more comfortable.
That's it.
No?
So he got shoes that are just in mirror mode?
Pretty much.
Huh. Well, that sounds, all right.
Sounds stupid.
They do look cool, though. They're pretty cool.
Whatever.
They look pretty cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.